So yeah, the first four verses from Genesis 37. Jacob lived in the land where his father had stayed, the land of Canaan. And this is the account of Jacob's family line. Joseph, a young man of 17, was tending the flocks with his brothers, the son of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives, and he brought their father a bad report about them. Now Israel loved Joseph more than any of his other sons, because he had been born to him in his old age. And he made an ornate robe for him. And when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than any of them, they hated him and could not speak a kind word to him. And this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Di. I'm just going to grab my notebook. While I do, I can't tell you how hard it was not to sing along to that. It's just so joyful. What made that race between the balloon and the beach ball unfair? Well, fundamentally, the balloon was not designed to be something that carried quickly through the air. It's just, we were trying to make it what it wasn't. It's meant to just be floaty and slow, and that's lovely. And likewise, if we look at our own lives, how easy is it to think, oh, I wish I was this, I wish I was that, rather than just looking at what is already in us and celebrating that and loving that? In the analogy with the balloon and the beach ball, we were trying to put so much energy into making it something that it wasn't. And God calls us to thrive, not out of striving and this hard work and forcing ourselves to be what we're not, but we're called to thrive by being who we are created to be and by knowing who our Creator is and loving Him in that. We are each created in God's image to be beautiful and unique. If we take the example of Joseph's family, he was... We had a family where one son is given this beautiful, multicolored, whatever you want to call it, coat. And the other sons didn't get that. And so they looked at Joseph and their dad and just saw there being the favorite son. That's all they could see. And they were blinded by that jealousy, the lack of realizing their own value and just seeing that their brother had a lot of value. And so we're not going to like him for that. And if we compare that to the family that God calls us to, a family where we are brothers and sisters, each given a beautiful, different, but beautiful and equally precious coat. And a challenge that I felt was for us this morning was, which family do we allow ourselves to be a part of? Do we put ourselves in a family where we see, oh, some people have lovely coats and I'm so thrilled for them, but I don't, and like, that's kind of okay. I'm not quite sure, but they definitely have it. I don't necessarily. Or do we put ourselves in a family where we are all wearing a beautiful robe that is each different, but is equally as precious as the next person? God calls us to be His royal children. We are all equally significant, loved, and precious. We take the memory verse of living abundantly. Well, what does that mean? How does that come about? Well, we can live life abundantly through knowing, accepting, and loving who God has created us to be and seeing who God offers Himself to be for us in our lives. Do we accept Him to be our loving Father who died for us as individuals, or do we see Him as a loving Father but who died for that person there, not for us? So at the end of your rows, I think there are some pieces of paper and pens. If we could pass them along the rows, that would be wonderful. If each person takes a pen and a piece of paper... I'll just give you a moment to do that. One piece of paper each. You may need to share pens or tear some pieces of paper in half and share them that way. This is for children too, as well, by the way.
The welcome team are coming around as well. If you haven't got a pen or a piece of paper, just shout out, put your hand up. We've got loads coming, so...
Fab, can you put your hand up if you don't have any pen or paper? Brilliant. Fab. Okay, so on that piece of paper, I'm going to pray in a moment. And afterwards, what I'd love you to do is just listen to the Lord for one word or a phrase of how you know you have created to be, you were created to be. So, and this is really important. This isn't what we were created to do. This is how we were created to be. So, for example, I might write on mine, I was created to be a caring person. And so children, I know that you've been looking at fruits of the Spirit and all the things that God puts in us and characteristics. So if you have a think about which one of those you think you really show in your lives. And so I'd love you to write one thing about yourself and one thing about God, a truth about God that you know about him, that maybe feels really significant to you at the moment about him. Or is maybe something that you don't necessarily accept at the moment, but you know you need to accept. So I'm going to pray for us, and then we'll write those things down. Jesus, thank you that you have created us each as beautiful individuals in your sight, that we are your children. You offer us each a beautiful robe, a royal robe. Father, thank you. I pray you would open our eyes and our ears now to knowing what it is that you have created in us. The truth about us that you call over us. And the truth about you that maybe we need to know afresh or we need to realize for the first time. In your name, Jesus. Amen.
Great. So what we'd love you to do, you'll have seen in the story there of Joseph that part of the problem with Jacob was that Jacob made Joseph the favourite and everyone else was kind of second rate. And actually there's something about thriving that comes when we're a family together encouraging and building each other up and we're saying to each other how amazing we are and what we're and who God's made us to be. So what we'd love you to do is to take the piece of paper and with the group of people you came with or people who you've said hello to in that first bit, just turn to them, share as much or as little of what you've written on your piece of paper. So it might be just the one word that you felt God was wanting to remind you of who you are. And then to pray for each other. And literally you can just pray that word and just say, thank you, God. Find out what the name is if you don't know what the name is. Thank you, God, for Natalie. Thank you that you've made her. And then just speak that word. And we just ask God that you would bless her in that. It can be as simple as that. If you want to as well, you can continue to listen to God as well. And it may be that he gives you a word or a picture for that person that you're praying for. So you can do it in your family groups. You can do it in the groups that are around you. But use this time just to pray for each other. Let's encourage each other in who God's made us to be and the word that he has spoken to us individually. So we've got a few minutes to do that and we'll bring us back together in a minute. Great. So I can still, some are still praying, which is absolutely fine. You keep praying. We're going to just continue to worship. It may be for some of you that even as you wrote that down on that piece of paper, you kind of went, but that's really hard. Or that word that Sophie spoke about of kind of seeing others, and you can see how amazing other people are, but that word you've written on your piece of paper, you just kind of think, that was quite hard to write down. quite hard to accept and to agree with. And we'd love to pray with you for that. So we're going to have some space just to worship, to finish our time together. But if you would love someone to pray with you, or anything else that you bring this morning, that you just love someone just to pray with you, then there's space at the front. There's people who can pray with you. Feel free to do that. As we bring this together and we bring our worship back to God. He's the one that made us. He's the one that formed us. He's the one that wants to bring life and life in His abundance.